Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You are listening to day four of our Rockin' Coasters podcast tour across America. I'm Robert.
I'm Michelle.
And we are excited to bring you the fourth full day on the road. We are recording this at the Sheraton in downtown Dallas. We made it to our destination. We checked into Podcast Movement 2 days early, and this has kind of an interesting twist to it, and we're going to get into that in just a second. But Michelle, before we talk about anything that happened today, where do you see yourself right now, 4 days into this road trip?
Ooh. I would definitely have to say that I'm strung out from the road.
Yes, we have driven 2,200 miles. We jumped in the car at 8 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, made it all the way diagonally down through the United States, 2,200 miles in 4 days. Unless you are a seasoned over-the-road truck driver, that's a heck of a lot of driving in that amount of time, isn't it?
Well, you did fail to mention that we left our house Wednesday night at 10 o'clock p.m.
Yep.
To fly from Anchorage to Seattle on a red-eye flight that left at 2:50 a.m. Thursday morning. So we have been pretty much going without a home base since Wednesday.
Yes. So if you listened yesterday, you know that we ended the show with a night at the La Quinta Inn in Santa Rosa. We did another 10 or so-ish hours on the road today, traveling through New Mexico. And
10-ish hours? It was only supposed to be 6. What the heck happened?
Yes. So we worked our way across the panhandle of Texas and into Dallas. We got here at about 6 o'clock this evening. So let's jump off to where we're at. As we said, it's Sunday right now, day four. And of course, this was supposed to be the Rock and Coasters tour across America. And if you listen to day one or day two of our show, you know that we referenced Chevy Chase and the iconic movie Vacation. And as you know, when they are finally arrived at Wally World, John Candy famously said, "Sorry, folks, park's closed." And that's happening to us, isn't it? All of the amusement parks are currently closed. Here it is, the third week of August, not even Labor Day, and all of the big theme parks, at least in this part of the country, are closed. We had on our itinerary to go to a theme park in New Mexico. Of course, that was closed because of the monsoons. We had hoped to go there this morning, and we had hoped to go to Six Flags Over Texas tomorrow, Monday. And also, we're planning on driving south after Podcast Movement and going to Six Flags Fiesta Texas, as well as SeaWorld in San Antonio. And all of those places are closed except on the weekends. So we hope to get into Six Flags Over Texas next Saturday after Podcast Movement. But it looks like right now this is going to be a rock and podcast road trip,
A rock conference and national monument
podcast tour. So as we said, we did another 600-ish miles today through a major rainstorm through most of it. Not a heck of a lot happened.
Well, you know, Robert, I don't know. We could do a review on where to stop and where not to stop along the way and really just turn this totally around.
Do it.
just do a tidbit, right?
Yep.
Because there were several places that, no, you shouldn't even stop. And there were some places that were quite nostalgic and really showcased the highways of old, you know, the historic Route 66 and those picnic areas really are a throwback to when people were driving around in those big bulging Oldsmobiles, and there were no fast food restaurants, including McDonald's, out on those interstates and U.S. highways, and they would stop at those picnic areas that are literally a covered picnic table, no bathrooms, scantily provided you with some type of barrel receptacle for your garbage. In other words, you packed it out, you packed it out. So you put it in your car to pack it out on the trip, and when you got there, you packed out your trash at the same time. But what I found interesting about those picnic areas is they're still being used today, but there's still no restrooms.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how people travel today compared to how they traveled, of course, when we were kids, and we started off day two of our podcast titled Chasing Rainbows. You can listen to that right here on our feed. That's a good one. It talks about sort of the brainchild of this trip and where we are today. But, yeah, working our way across Texas in a heavy rainstorm was pretty fun. We were going 70, 75, sometimes 80 miles an hour. Speed limits really have changed down here in the lower 48. Up in our neck of the woods, we do have some 65-mile-an-hour zones, but most of it still is in that 55-mile-an-hour zone, especially on some of the smaller maintained roads, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I got to say, probably rightfully so, considering that moose just stand there, but there isn't a tour bus out of Princess Cruise Lines that goes from Anchorage out to Denali National Park that follows that 55-mile-an-hour speed limit posted on the park's highway. They're doing 70, 80 miles an hour themselves.
Right. So yesterday on the show, we talked about GPS mishaps and it taking us all over the place, right turns, left turns, where there shouldn't have been
turns.
Get off
this highway here.
Yes.
Just to get back on the highway here.
Yes. So it took us everywhere, but I still have a little bit of a bone to pick, and I promise you guys over the next week or so, we're not going to talk anything about road tripping because we're comfy in our podcast headquarters studio in room 2646 or wherever we're at, but yes, we're going to talk a little bit more about the GPS, and I don't quite understand it. But when you put a GPS coordinate in your phone today, and when we left this morning, it said 6 hours from Santa Rosa to Dallas. And by the time we got here, and we'd only stopped briefly for gas and lunch, no other stops today, and it took us well over 10 hours. And what's interesting is the map continued to stay at 6 hours for a heck of a long time. What's going on with these GPSs?
I don't know. I will give it a little bit of credit that we did have a time zone change in there, but that's still only an hour. And what I noticed right when we left the hotel in Santa Rosa, it said 6 hours and 32 minutes. And we didn't put in a final destination. We were just letting it roll. And it stayed at 6 hours and 32 minutes for an entire hour and 10 minutes. Because an hour and 10 minutes into our trip, you stopped. And we got coffee and all that. Because we're not big breakfast people, you guys. We got on the road, got hustling. And we usually are an hour into our drive before we get coffee. And so that's what we had done. We stopped for coffee. When we stopped for coffee, then we plugged in where we were going here, our final destination in Dallas. And lo and behold, it still said 6 hours. It had only gone down 32 minutes.
Yeah.
So it didn't make any sense. It was absolutely mind-boggling. And you guys have to understand, Robert and I have been driving since 1988, and well before GPS was on any kind of phone, well before GPS monitors were in your car, back when you still had to either print a computerized map or buy one. So we know how to navigate. We know how to drive. We know how to predict, you know, upcoming obstacles and hazards and construction and all of those things. And I have to tell you guys, over our years of driving and using different types of GPS devices, including InReach devices, for Christ's sakes, I got to tell you that I don't know what the heck is going on with Apple Maps, Google Maps, or any of those that are likened to that. But those dudes need to get out there and do some upgrades.
So let us know what you guys think. Are we just absolutely crazy talking about why the GPS doesn't work, or we're not out of touch folks living in Alaska? We do these trips every year, but for some reason this year, a 6-hour trip takes 10 hours. I just don't quite understand it, whether we're driving and stopping or not. Let us know in the comments if you think we're crazy or are we doing something wrong. So let's talk a little bit about our trip into Dallas. We got here right around 6-ish o'clock. We checked in 2 days early to the Sheraton downtown. We saw a first glimpse of them setting up for Podcast Movement. This is my 5th Podcast Movement. This is your 4th. We have been to quite a few of these, and it's always exciting to check these places out. We have been to, of course, this one in Dallas. We've been to Nashville. We've been to Philadelphia. We've been to Orlando, and I have been to Anaheim, and all of them are very exciting. Of course, we're recording a podcast at a Podcast Movement. I guess that's about as meta as you get. But we're here a couple of days early. It doesn't start till Tuesday at 3 p.m. for check-in. And we have a little bit of exploring to do in the next couple of days. We've already picked out a couple of few restaurants within walking distance of our hotel. But this is a nice place. The Podcast Movement folks really pick nice places, don't they? A little bit high-end compared to some of the other conferences I've been to. I know that the one in Philadelphia was a really, really high-end hotel as
it,
well.
It was downtown.
It was downtown, very much like this one, as well as, Nashville at the Gaylord.
Tell you what, I could have moved right in there.
Yeah, and then the year before was in Orlando at a pretty fancy
resort.
Yeah,
it was all I could do to get you to stay at the podcast conference, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, it was.
You know, because Orlando's got all kinds of fun stuff. But yep. I'm on the mailing list for the Gaylord and can't wait till we have a reason to go back.
Yeah, that was a nice place. But I'm looking forward to seeing what Dallas has to offer. I believe that Podcast Movement is based here in Alaska. Our friend, in Dallas. Our friend Jared Easley, he is based out of Orlando, as a matter of fact. But the corporation itself.
Oh, dang it. Jared, if you're listening in, we bought you that blueberry wine that you asked for from Alaska. And I failed you, dude. I failed you. Forgot to pack the wine.
Yes, but you know that wine was sort of a tit for tat. I was going to be on his show, and I was for being on his show, I was going to be able to provide him some blueberry wine. So we're going to do that one of these days. I'm going to hunt him down here at Podcast Movement, and we're going to nail down a time to record each other's podcast, and I'll eventually get that blueberry Alaskan wine to him. So, like I said, a couple of days to explore Dallas, a couple of cool restaurants. What else do you have for us, Michelle, before we go?
You know, since the theme parks are letting us down, shame on us for not looking ahead, I'm trying to get you to take us over to Jerry's place.
Jerry's World.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah, there is a preseason game.
Trying because there is a Seahawks preseason game that I know that they're going to get killed. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I would like to, for one time, go to Jerry's World.
Yep, that's Friday. So we'll see what the party looks like for Podcast Movement. The closing night party is always a big one. They usually have a musical guest. Last year at Nashville, they had Questlove.
It's going to be a hard sale.
They had Questlove there, but it is preseason. Preseason's really not that big a deal. We
do have season tickets to the Kraken.
Yep, we probably won't get to see much of Dak or Zeke or any of those guys. But hey, if the party is not our flavor, maybe we'll go over to Jerry's World and check out the game on Friday night. So it is a short episode tonight, guys, because it was really just a day on the road, but we have made it. We're here until Saturday morning, and then, as I said, we'll hopefully head over to...
So you guys listening, if you're listening while we are still here, we are here until Saturday morning. Let us know places that you like to see, do, or eat at in the Dallas metro area.
Very good. So on behalf of our podcast, Michelle, close us out.
I'm Michelle Forto for Rockin' Coasters Podcast and First Paw Media. See you next time.